Hi, this is Tori from Think to Design Podcast. This is show number 4 and it's the 15th of December 2005. Thanks for joining me. Today we're going to talk about newsletters and other ways of getting lists of interested people in your products and services. Now, one of the best ways that we can market to people is by building up lists or databases of people who are actually interested in the products and services that we have to offer. And the best way to do that is to get them to sign up or to express interest in a way that you can then set their details aside and actually use them proactively to market goods and services toward them that they actually want, as you'd probably experience by getting BAM, bulk emails, or even just really unwanted junk mail. You don't pay much attention to it. And so if you take it from the point of your customers or people receiving that information, unless you have a highly targeted marketing strategy or email strategy, you're not going to be reaching the audience that you're hoping to do business with. With regards to marketing through direct mail, the recent trend has been to highly personalize the experience for the end receiver by using their name, using other personalized information gathered. But what happens when that goes wrong? It's one of those tough things. When you do buy someone else's mailing list, you're making an assumption that the information given is actually correct. It's not always the case. Here's what I suggest. Take a look at your website. Do you have something to offer that people would be prepared to give their details in order to receive it? For example, to clarify, you may have an audio file. If you go to our website at think2design.com, you'll see people can sign up for a newsletter. People can subscribe to this show, which you're listening to right now. They can go to our blog, or they can just listen to the shows one by one straight off the blog. So we provide all these little extra bits of information that certainly help with the entire Think2Design experience. But you can do this for your own business. Have you ever thought of having a podcast or some other form of communication where people are going to go, yes, I need that service, I need that advice, I need what they are offering, and I'm prepared to subscribe or to give my name? Registering an interest in that and other products and services and information that they have to provide. And that's the key. Having informed people signing up saying that they want information from you, it's the best way possible to have the greatest impact across the broader spectrum of your marketing. In a nutshell, people who sign up are more inclined to interact or deal with you. They're already interested. So how do we get them to do this? We can offer them an audio file. We can promise them that they're going to be getting other emails, podcasts, audio files. If they sign up, you may do some sort of free evaluation for them depending on your service. It may be a free appointment. But the offer has to be genuine. And the offer, it almost has to transcend the mere purpose of purely getting their details. Even though at the end of the day, from a marketing perspective, this is what we want. We do want details. We want qualified details. And having the qualified details makes it all the more important. It's good to have a massive database, but if that database is full of people who really aren't going to do any business with you, what a terrible waste of time. In fact, having an unqualified mailing list is one of the worst things you could have, because inevitably, people are going to make the comment that you're spamming them or that you're sending irrelevant information. You want those people listening. You want those people waiting to hear what you have to say. So whenever you do say something, make it worthwhile. I personally don't believe in a constant bombardment of communication unless there's something that I honestly believe that the subscribers to my newsletter really want to hear. If there's no direct benefit, then it's not worth it. Now, having said that, it doesn't mean that I can't promote my goods and services, because that's the name of the game. However, one of the tricks also is once that person's given you the details, they do want the information, they just don't want the whole thing to be an ad all the time. Sure, they're expecting a little bit of an advertisement or an offer because you are a commercial entity, but at the same time, it was your information or your interaction with them is what caused them to sign up for that in the first place. So one of the things we need to do is just really focus on having the highly relevant, useful information in exchange for those precious details. What sort of format should we look at when we're getting those details? Well, we can go highly invasive and ask for names and addresses and phone numbers, and some of these things are absolutely ridiculous, and there's no way that the average person is going to give you all those details on first contact with your website. They may listen to, for example, this particular podcast and think, I'd like to hear more, or I'd like to read a newsletter from him, or whatever. But there's absolutely no reason why they should be giving me all their details. I have to earn that trust. What is a fair thing to do, though, is simply to ask for a first and last name and an email address. But the only thing that really does need to be compulsory is the email address. As long as it's valid and as long as you can send to it, and as long as you leave unsubscribe details on there as well. Very essential stuff. By being genuine and offering something genuine to your consumers, we'll see people coming back time after time to listen to your message or to read what you have to tell them. And also, they will look to you as the expert in your own field. Poorly constructed offers in order just purely to build up a database, they simply don't work. The average person nowadays is net savvy enough to realize that when something's a scam, basically. So consider your message carefully, consider what you're going to put there, and consider the things that you're going to ask the people who you wish to populate your database to provide to you. There was a fair bit covered tonight, and it's if you're not familiar with the concept of gathering a database, please don't hesitate to email think@think2design.com or call us on 5241 4870, area code 03. This is Tori Favreau for Think2Design Podcast. Thank you.